Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to r/entitledpeople, where this woman decides to dump her boyfriend the day before Christmas Day. Now, you might be thinking that that seems pretty harsh, but trust me, when you hear about this guy and the things he does, you will see that it was completely justified. Let's get into the story. Entitled boyfriend got us kicked out of family fair over eggnog. Happy holidays, everyone. Facebook memories decided to remind me of an event that happened about 10 years ago with my ex-boyfriend. He was one of my first boyfriends, so I seriously didn't know how a relationship was supposed to be. I was extremely naive. I saw the red flags, but I thought, no, the relationship is perfect. We have to work on this. But it was all one-sided. At some point, I realized I was trying to make something work that helped me in no way. It was all about him and his needs, even if I talked to him about my concerns. My boyfriend at the time was extremely selfish. I was already debating on dumping him for many other reasons, but this was basically the second to last nail in the coffin. One thing I talked to him about were his spontaneous visits to my house. I am a person that needs at least a few hours' notice with the option to say no. I never seem to have those choices though. He showed up to my house a few days before Christmas and told me that we're going to his parents' house for his mother's birthday. I reminded him that I didn't want to go to family events. We were only together for a short time and I wasn't ready to take that step. He assured me that it was just us and his parents. Also, we have to pick something up on the way. I did resist. My parents and I are planning on watching a movie. I think it would be rude to leave. But my parents laughed and pushed me out the door while telling us to have fun. I was starting to resent him, but my parents saw him as their key to get me married and give them grandkids. We went to family fair for eggnog. He had a certain type he liked. As he was ranting about it, he assured me that, "You love it so much that you'll be drunk in no time." This was also a theme in our relationship. I do not like to drink. I don't get that buzz most people get because I go right to the hangover. Later on, I find that I have GERD, and a small amount of alcohol would give me a horrible acid reflux. He didn't care though. He would always tell me, "I'm gonna see you drunk very soon." I started to bring my own water bottles with me after that comment, which is not something you should have to do around your partner. Also, yes, I talked to him about it as best I could, but I still didn't trust him. We walk up to the only open register, and he put the eggnog on the belt. The cashier asked for his ID, and he showed it to her. Then she turned to me and said, "I also need your ID, honey." I didn't drive, so I wasn't that concerned about carrying one. I told her I didn't have one. She took the eggnog and put it back behind the counter. "Sorry, I can't sell this to you unless she also has an ID." My boyfriend started screaming at her. "I'm buying it. Why does she need an ID?" The cashier explained, "You could be buying it for her and she could be underage. I have the right to refuse a sale." As my boyfriend was causing a scene, she called the manager. Within seconds, we had three employees surrounding us. He's still going off at the cashier as she continues to explain the same valid reason over and over. I start begging him to forget it and leave. At some point he told them, "You're lucky I don't want to get violent in front of my girl," and they escort us out of the store. I remember sitting silently in his car as he continued to fuss like a 200-pound toddler in a trench coat. Yes, a bit of a cringy neckbeard. The main thoughts going through my head aren't, "He's so cool," or "He's trying to save the day," like he probably believed. It was more along the lines of, "Will this be how he acts when we get into a fight? Uncontrolled rage? Threats? Also, there will probably be alcohol involved somehow." He drove us to another store, and in the remnants of his anger, sternly told me, "Stay in the car so you don't screw this up again." When we got to his parents' house, I found that he lied. His entire family was there. He walked in and acted like a hero for bringing the eggnog. His nieces and nephews ran up to him and they started to play. At some point, he came back to me and said, "We'll have kids soon." I reminded him that I didn't want to have kids, as I've told him a few times before. He laughed. "You'll change your mind." Then he patted my stomach while offering me alcohol. I'm sorry, this guy is not just a creep, but he's also extremely odd. Wow. He also promised everyone that we'll have a great wedding in the coming years. I smiled while his entire family introduced themselves to me, while knowing I was probably not going to stick around much longer. So these introductions were not only stressful, but pointless. I dumped him a day before Christmas. It was also a few days before his birthday. I felt guilty, but he told me quite a few times that he expected me to be his gift since we hadn't gotten intimate yet. I had to run. What is with this guy? The comments about having kids, forcing me to drink, and also his jokes about drugging me a few times terrified me. The worst thing? After I told him we're done, my parents contacted him and apologized about our breakup. He acted like a prince in front of them. They loved him. The last thing he said to me before I had to block him on everything, "I hope you never find anyone and die a sad, lonely death." As a last entitled note, he planned to be a house husband while I worked and popped out kids. This was never discussed and agreed upon by both of us, but was expected. I already had decided in my life not to have kids, and I let him know this on our first date, but apparently he decided we were having at least three. No hate towards house husbands if both partners agree, by the way, but I was not for it. I will happily die alone if he is the only option left. I've also fell in love with the idea of living single all my life. But if a relationship happens naturally, I won't fight it. And finally, 10 years later, and he's still single. Maybe the curse backfired onto him as well. I mean, seriously, guys, we've met some characters on this subreddit over the years, I've got to say. Entitled people, entitled parents, entitled kids, whatever. This guy has to be up there for me as one of the creepiest. Like, he seems insane. And the fact that your parents are willing to, you know, put up with him and they want you to keep seeing him and are sad that you've broken up with him, oh, it's not great. Like, surely you've explained to them how horrible he is. And yeah, he obviously puts on a facade when he's around them. But the fact that you're telling them how weird and creepy he is, are they not listening to you? Like, come on. Surely you go with your daughter over your daughter's short-term boyfriend. I don't know. Just a horrible, horrible bloke is all I can say really to that. Like, I'm going through the story now, and there's just so many different points where I genuinely recoiled at the things he'd said. For example, "We'll have kids soon," when you've explicitly said from the moment you met him you don't want kids. Then saying you'll change your mind. Not only is that horrible, it's also putting so much pressure on you, which is just disgusting. And then probably the worst of the worst is jokes about drugging you. Because, like, you know he's an angry person. You've seen that now. He has that violent, you know, side to him. Genuinely disgusting. Let's move on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now moving on to our second entitled people story of this episode. Why didn't you shovel out my parking spots while you were shoveling yours? So, a bit of backstory to set the stage. I live in a condo in a multi-unit residence. Each unit has two assigned parking spots, one right next to the building, and the second a ways away in the middle of the lot. One of my downstairs neighbours is an elderly lady with a roughly 40-year-old son who lives with her. She parks next to the building, and he parks in the spot in the centre. Now, she's not disabled, but she is temporarily using a walker after slipping on some ice. I live by myself, so I just use my one spot near the building and let the second one sit vacant. So today it snowed, and we do have a plough that comes through. However, instead of moving my car, it's actually less disruptive to my life to just brush off my car and shovel the snow into the main thoroughfare for the plough to collect. I work from home, so I rarely drive. While I was out shoveling, this lady comes out and asks if I can clear her out as well. It's not much extra work, so I'm like, sure, I'll help you out. After clearing my car off and shoveling the snow around her car out into the main area, I start to head back upstairs. She comes out and asks why I didn't finish the job. I stare at her absently for a good 5 seconds as my brain struggles to process the question before I finally manage, what job? She complains that I didn't brush her car off before shoveling her spot out. So if her son brushes the car off, it'll mean there's more snow on the ground. And then she complains that I didn't do any work at all clearing her son's car. And to recap, yes, she said her son brushes the car off. At no point did she indicate that she would do any work of any sort, only that her son would. Again, look, I understand that she slipped on some ice, so maybe her butt was sore, but she wasn't disabled, and her son was perfectly capable himself. I know he's got a job and drives and such, so why is any of this my concern? I lean on the shovel and stare at her for about 10 seconds, before she grows uncomfortable and asks, why are you staring like that? So I say, I live alone, own one car, shoveled myself out, and out of the kindness of my heart, cleared out your car so you can get in. You live with an adult son who owns his own vehicle, is perfectly capable of shoveling both himself and yourself out, and you're complaining that I didn't do all the work despite having zero stake in your situation. And you don't understand why I might be absolutely gobsmacked by all of this. I could see the hamster wheel spinning. Then her face brightens as if she discovered a glaring loophole in some cosmic law that will compel me to do her bidding. But you have that second spot you never use. Why don't you just shovel that out so my son can use it? I say nothing more and continue to lean on my shovel with a deadpan expression. After another few moments, she turns around and wordlessly waddles back indoors. I'd like to think she realized she was acting like an idiot, but at least she recognized that I wasn't going to play ball. So yeah, this is going to be a fun winter, I'll bet. Now this one, I'm going to be honest, the woman is not as entitled as the guy in the first story. He was just mental. For me, it's not as bad, but it's still not great, is it? Like, you have a fully abled son who can go and do that for you. Opie is doing this in the first place out of the kindness of her own heart this Christmas. And you don't even seem to appreciate that lady. And look, we don't really know the extent of the reason as to why she is partially disabled at this moment in time, or is using help with her walking, whatever. But still, just because you're having an issue at the moment with walking or whatever, it doesn't mean your son can't help out, and it doesn't mean that you can't not be appreciative of some stranger, your neighbor, helping you. It's a bit weird, isn't it? I do love though that you didn't even need to say anything at the end of the story. You just leaned on your shovel and stared at her, and then hopefully she realized that she was actually being an idiot. Sometimes no words are the best words, if that makes sense. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledpeople. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want to see more from this subreddit right away, well, check out this movie that I released on Christmas Day of some of the best entitled people, parents, kids stories of the past couple of months. It's great. Sit back, relax, chuck it on, you know, in the background, watch it fully. I don't mind. Do whatever you want. Just play the video and enjoy it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.